Du weißt, das ist nicht aber nicht. Kik komm herauf. Der ist ein Chiyuf Kores. Ein Kores, der ist only von deiner Nefe. Du hast im Alme. Der Damm, das ist Gott. Into the Leif. As a result of Schritte, that's real, deiner Nefe. So in other words, so just the reverse. So according to the Leif and the Rosh, and in the Yerim and the Smag, there are two types of Damm. Damm in the Hala Leif, Damm Akonus and Damm Animsham is a Schritte. But according to the Leif and the Rosh, so Damm Hakonus, there is chorus. Damm Animsham is a Schritte, there is no chorus. Just the Leif say. And according to the Yerim and the Smag, just the opposite. That Damm Akonus is a Leif, there is no chorus. And Damm Animsham is a Schritte, that's the real Damm Anefesh, there is chorus. Rashi and Teisves and Rashbo, they have the same girse as the Yerei and the Smag, that's our girse, but they don't distinguish between two types of Damm. And they say that any Damm, Bien, any visible Damm, in contrast to Damm Bolua, Biseich Psarali, so any visible Damm, any Damm Bien, that can be found in the halal aleif, so has a din of dama nefesh, and there is a chiyuv kores. Doesn't make any difference. I mean, dama nimsha b'shashchite or dama konus, there is no difference. So how, and they have the girse of the reim and the smag, that's our girse. Now here the Gemara says, ki kotonin chayom olof al dam delay, ki kom arav di oselei mealme. So Rashi explains it as follows. Dam delay. Kikotone hayov melof al dam delay. So there is no chorus. Dam hanivla bipsar aleiv. Kisho dam hanivla beivon. In other words, so dam delay doesn't mean, as the Yerim the Smak say, the dam bien that is found in the halal aleiv all the time that it's called the zich aleiv. No, it means the dam abolua bipsar aleiv in the tissue of the leiv. So that's not dam hanefesh. So if pirech, once it is pirech, so it is also like every other damivorim shepirech. What difference does it make where it's belua? Whether it's belua in the hand, in the leg, or it's belua. Or it's belua in the psaraleiv. Ki kom arav, that is chayiv kores, the osalim alme. So the osalim alme doesn't mean dafke the dam that is nimshach into the halal leiv shashchite, that is gushed into the halal leiv shashchite. It means the dam bien that can be found in the halal leiv. That's the shita of Rashi and Teisves and Rashbam, probably most Rashi. So in other words, according to the Rif and the Rosh and the Yereim and the Smag, there are two types of Dam. The Dam Akonus, two types of Dam Ben in the Halal Aleiv. The Dam Akonus is the Halal Aleiv and the Dam Anim Shabzai HaShrite, that is gushed into the Halal Aleiv as a result of Shrite. But the machleki between the Rif and the Rosh on one end and the Yereim and the Smag on the other end consists in the fact that whereas according to the Rif and the Rosh, so the dam that is called with the Chalev, there is chorus, and dam anim shal hashchite, there is just the laces and no chorus, and the quality of rain and the smag is just the reverse, and the Rashi and Teisves and the Rashbo, they have the same gears as the rain and the smag, but they explain it differently. In other words, dam delay means dam abolua in the psaralei, so there is no chorus, and dam dosen alme means the dam that always comes into the halal leiv, that is pumped into the halal leiv. So any dam that can be found in the halal leiv, whether it was konus before shchite or it was gushed into the halal leiv as a result of shchite, so any dam ben in the halal leiv, there is a chiyuv kores, according to Rashi Teisves. Now the Primigodim says that he is midayik from the losh of the two. Halev miskabit adam biseichei bishashchite. So in other words, that not like the Rosh. I mean, one would expect that he would agree with the Rosh. So if he had agreed with the Rosh, he should say it. I mean, there are two types of dam. He doesn't say anything. He says, "Halev miskabis dam b'seichel shashchit." So memele, any dam in the leiv, whether it came in as a result of shchite or not, so has it in of damanesh, and there is cause. All right, halev miskabis dam b'seichel shashchit. לפיכך צורך לקרי קדם מליחה ולהיצי דומה ולמלכה ההקה מולכי ולקורי קרי אחר מלחוס ומותה. So that's the mission, דף קופטס. אף על פי שנים להחמדם שבשכה תחבל לקח פלטי because of הרמב״ם אפילו אם בישלו ולקורי קרי ההקה ומותה. So that's the Rambam shot. In other words, the Rambam, when the Gemara tries to be patient from this Mishnah, Kirei Lacha Bishulei, that Kibili Kach Beltei, so the Gemara is Matchedet. The here is because Shana Leiv Dishie, Shana Leiv Dishie. So many of Yishenim say that it's only B'derach Tchir Baalme, but I'll leave it the MS. So this Aloche of Kirei Lacha Bishulei is based upon Kibili Kach Beltei. Mimele, it has to be limited only to Tzliye, not to Bishul Mamesh, and Bishulei in the Mishneh and in the Braise means Sliye, not Nigdeiro, not Bishul Nigdeiro. But the Rambam holds, no, that Bishul means Bishul Mamesh in Nigdeiro, and still there is no Bliye, even Bigdeiro. Why? Because the tissue of the leiv is relatively smooth. Alright, that's the Rambam Shit. But all the other Rishenim Achelim. However, the Ramban Shita is, and there are a number of Rishenim who agree with the Shita of Ramban, that Bishul means only Tzliye, not Bishul Bigdere, and the reason as to why it's Kirei Lacha Bishule is because vis-a-vis Tzliye, so the smoothness, the relative smoothness of the leiv, of the tissue of the leiv, is effective. And because of that, there is no bliye, al di tzliye. But al di bishul, even though it is relatively smooth, that doesn't mean that there are no pores at all. I mean, every tissue has certain kind of pores. So memele, al di bishul bigdere, so there is bliye al di bishul bigdere. But because of shana leiv dishiye, so there is no bliye al di tzliye, but al di bishul there is. And then, but the Ramban agrees with the Rambam that this is not only derech tchir baalme, but that's al ibed emes. The reason is why it's Kirei Lacha Bishulei is because Shana Leiv Dishiye. So it's not based upon Kibeli Kach Beltei. However, most Rishenim, most Poskim, they hold that it is based at Alibed in Maskon of the Gemara that we do say Kibeli Kach Beltei. So this Aloche of Loi Korei Kidim Bishulei Kirei Lacha Bishulei, so it's based upon Kibeli Kach Beltei, not upon Shana Leiv Dishiye. Shana Leiv Dishiye. But Kibeli Kach Beltei. Kibeli Kach Beltei. So, But the question is, and then there is a machlekes aposkim. But how can we apply the principle of kibeli kach beltei? Kibeli kach beltei applies only to dam pleite, not to dam behen. So there is a machlekes aposkim about that too. So some say that this is a din of dam pleite. Why? Because the dam aleiv, dam that is nimtzo b'sichal aleiv, is nisyabish, dries up. So memele, it has a din. It has a din of dam plate, so it has a din of dam plate because it's nisyabeish b'sechlole. It's nisyabeish b'sechlole, and other rishonim say that why does it have a din the dam that is nimtzo b'sichal aleiv? Why does it have a din of dam plate and not dam ben? Because of leiv dishiye. So enoch nami, it's based upon kibeli kach beltei, but the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv makes it into dam plating. So in other words, since it's relatively smooth, so mainly the viscous, thick drops of blood cannot be absorbed by the tissue of the leiv. But what droplets of blood can be absorbed? Only the most thin droplets. So mainly that's dam plating. What's the difference between dam ben and dam plating? Because dam ben is relatively viscous and thick, and dam plating is relatively thin. So what's the afkemine between these two shittes? Whether we say that so all poskim say that the dam hanitzum sechalal leiv has a din of dam plating, not of dam ben. Some base it upon the fact that it's yabish b'sechalal leiv, and some base it upon the fact that because the shana leiv dishiye, because the of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv. The afkemine is when you are meleach the leiv together with adach tiches basal. If we say that it has a din of dam plate because that dam is nisyabeish b'seichei, and because of that it's relatively thin, so not only doesn't it aser the leiv itself, but it doesn't even aser the basal with which it was nimlach together. Because it has a din of dam plate, not only vis-a-vis the leiv itself, but it has a din of dam plate vis-a-vis adach tiches basal that are nimlach together. Mashein, if we say that the reason is why it has a dumplate, it didn't know a status of dumplate, not of dumbbell, is because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the lathe. So then we have to come to the conclusion that only vis-a-vis the lathe itself it has a din of dumplate, because the tissue of the lathe, on account of the relative smoothness of it, so it cannot absorb. So, I mean, it does absorb, but if it does absorb, so it is pellet again. Together. So then we cannot apply the principle of Kibbeli Kapilte. Well, these two shittas are mentioned by the Ramo, he went over. Alright, so he says, because of a Rambam, a filo in Bishle, we call it here, a Hakenu Muta. We have a Tam Pirish, the Aval P, the Shonet Almidish, and the Lake, the Shia Pirish, and the Lea Muta, a filo in Bishle, we create a Masconary Koyo, we feel in Bishle, we create us. They la Tira, we create Shahat Lios. And Bishle means Sliadak, she told me, we call it here, Haka. A filo in the Rambam, in Bishle, in Abosa, we create Israbos. The Rambam Shita is, if he was Mivashe, the lathe in Igdeiro by itself, so the lathe doesn't become Osea because it's very smooth, it doesn't absorb. We saw Shishim Gnegad Alev, but it didn't come enough with me. We gave Shem Rim Shim Alev Dovuk Beiv, Shekulei Nase Nevelo. We saw Shishim Gnegad Kolev. Why? Because of Tichan Ases Nevelo, it's an Isa Dovuk of Tichan Ases Nevelo. And the Tur says, we're going to hear it, because the Tur of Lishitosei, he passes like having a Ephraim in Basa B'chol of Taruves, that the whole aloha of Tichan Ases Nevele is applies only to Basa B'chol. It doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, so Mele there is no basis for the whole concept of Isadom. V'yei Shem Rim Shimoev Minutach Lintzochim V'alei V'achod Mehem Sheyesh Lochush Shem Oesech Tichan Nisharo Levado V'reitev V'nesro V'yiseres Ha'acheres V'loi Nire. Now this, according to the Taz, is the reason as to why we say that it's a dovuk, so it's chtichanas nevele. Why? Because if it's an isa dovuk, so we are afraid maybe in the course of the cooking process, so that chatiche, that is dovuk, so was buoyed up, and for a moment it was by itself, not together with other chtiches, so mele at that time it gave a tan in the whole chatiche. Let's say there is a chatiche, let's say a kidney that has the chilev, hakloyis, dovuk to it, and suppose there is no membrane that intervenes between the cloyis and the chilev. So then the whole cloyis, the whole kidney is considered nisa dovuk. So according to the Taz, that's the reason as to why we say nisa dovuk. We apply the aloha of tichanas nevele, even though that was cooked together with other tiches, because we are afraid, maybe in the course of the bishul process, so this is a dovuk, this tichas kloyis, to which the chilev is attached, maybe it was boiled up for one moment, above the level of the reitev, and at that moment, it was nisbashel by itself, and the chilev gave a tam of chilev in the cloyes. Then it was pushed down. So even if we don't say chtichanas nevele, but we say actually say chtei osea, so that chaticha remains osea. So that's the reason, according to the Taz, as to why we say that it's a dovuk is osea. But the Torah says we live near it. The Lo Menoches will say, because the Torah shita is that by Shor Yisurim the whole aloha of chtichanas nevele doesn't apply, and we are not chinshish. We are not chesheish, maybe in the course of the bishul process, so this chtiche to which the isar is dovuk was buoyed up and it was nisbashel for a moment or two by itself, and it gave a tam, and the isar gave a tam in the chtiche that is dovuk to it. We're not chesheish for it. Alright. Vishomatim adin rovi orozal shel yom mikubul shel neif shel yei bishishim gevel. Alright. Now we went over the Mechaber and Ramo. Let's start. Now the Taz. הלב מסקבית ושיחה בשעה שחיתו לפי רצוח לפורי כדום הליכה ולהצידום היום מולכה הכך ויוס מותר אפילו לבשלי ויש מחמירים לבשלי רק צלניס הטעם שמו יבשל בו לא יקרה but that's not something that is mentioned in the Gemara it's not in the Gemara וחוסף על זה בדרכי מי שאח שמעיתי ברבין שמקילים ונהגים לבשלי אחר המליכה וכי כוסף משל לא אוכל בזו שאם זה ירזו בתלמוד ולא יבגנים so we cannot make our own זרס alright מולכה ולקורי קירי אחר מלוחוסי, הוא מותר, אף על פי שנים לך עם אדם שבשיחד יחבי לקח פיוטי. והוא הדין, in other words, that except for the Rambam, in the Ramban, so the whole aloche of Kirlach HaBishule is based upon the principle of Yibili Kapil. So he says, so Molche Lekorei Kirlach HaMolechosi Umuter Aval Pishinim Chatam Sir Yibili Kapil Siv Beis, Netaz Kirlach HaMolechosi Bagoy Sharidure B'Shem Ari. That's Rabbi Yisrael, the Baal Tumas HaDeshet Shomati Lahakshis Hole Amrino Yibili Kapil Gam Tam Pleite. So how can we apply in respect to the dam hanimtzo b'zichalal aleiv, that's real dam b'en. That's real dam b'en. That's the dam b'en for which there is a chiyuv kores. So how can we apply the principle of kibbeli kach bilte, which is limited only to dam plate and not to dam b'en? V'loi gabi dam b'en, v'dam aleiv have k'dam tzolu, v'yesh li yashiv k'zas. V'chiv di derech ha-dam shaleiv, v'yisyabi shtich lolei, ma'shezov have k'dam plate. So this is what the Tumas HaDeshet says. That the reason why it has a status of Dam Pleite is because the Derech Adam Shel Aleiv is to be Misyabish Techlolei. So whatever is absorbed are only represent only the thinned out droplets of Dam. So the minute has a status of Dam Pleite. I mean, why is Dam Pleite distinguished from Dam B'en? Because Dam B'en is relatively thick and viscous. Dam Pleite is relatively thin. So since Dam is Nisyabish, Dam Alev is Nisyabish, so whatever is of, have a Dam Pleite. Have a Dam Pleite, because it's thin. Alright. Now, according to that Dam, to the Tumas HaDeshet's Dam, so it doesn't make any difference whether we consider the Dam Alev in connection with the leiv itself or in connection with other chteres basa, because whatever is absorbed is relatively thin, has it been a damper. Alright. Avol in Bishle. Radin Tzolvi Kosh, Yigal Vosim Luta. Avol in Bishle Blitrios. In other words, it's not like the Rambam Shite, that even if he cooked it Nigdeo in Mai, so it's still Mutel because Shana Leiv Ishi. We don't pass like the Rambam. The Loike Rambam, so the Ta says in Siv Gimel. The Loike Rambam, the Posik Lahatir Mikiyachatir is Bigmore in Psochim, Shana Leiv, Bishia, Vilipov. Alright. Avon Bishle Blichriye, Oseh Raji, Hei Samech Keneged Aleiv. The Yadinon Kamenov at Mene. Vafilu Bidike Samech, Halev Atzmi Oseh. That's what Ramos says. But the Mechaber doesn't agree with it. According to Mechaber, if there is Samech Keneged Aleiv, so then even the Leiv is Muta. Even the Leiv is Muta. Alright, but the Ramo paskins, like the Sharidure and the Mari, that even if there is Samech, Kineged Aleiv Shen is Bashel Bigdeiro, but the Leiv remains us. Kineged Aleiv, because of it, Tereschatos Klal Nuzayen, Tereschatos Klal Nuzayen, Udeloiki Sharidure, Shekosaf Negedam Aleiv Lechut. No, so Tereschatos, the Ramo in Tereschatos says that if the Leiv was Nisbashel in Igdeiro, in Mai, together with other chtiches, so then we require shishi. So we require, the question arises, shishi neged the volume of dam that is contained in the leiv, or shishi neged the whole volume of the leiv, including, you know, the tissue itself of the leiv. So the Teres Chato says that we require shishi neged the whole volume, of the leiv. And the Sharidure says, no, we only require shishi neged the quantity of dam that is contained in the leiv. That's much less than the whole volume of the leiv. Right? V'mashal osu pshoha b'neir. Te'atu umayre shalonim l'chalei adai. Because that's the two loshen. That if the leiv was nisbashel in neged with adach tichas boso, we require shishi neged the whole volume of the leiv. So the mashal says, the Sharidure says only shishim neged the quantity of blood contained in the leiv. So the mashal makes a pshat. He says with the tour has reference to the case where the leiv was not salted. So mimele, besides the dam b'en that is contained in the halal leiv, there is an unknown quantity of dam contained in the psar, in the defen aleiv. Now who knows how much, you see, so the volume of the dam, the exact quantity of dam contained within the halal aleiv, this is determinable, that you can find out. But how can you find out the exact quantity of dam that is beluach in the tissue of the aleiv? that's an unknown. So mamela, since it's an unknown, so mamela, we have to take the maximum. So what is the maximum? The volume of the lake. I mean, it couldn't contain in the Deifnei HaLev more than the volume of the lake itself. So in other words, so the Mashal says that both are correct. In other words, the tool that says that you require Shishim Neged the whole lake has reference to a case where the lake was not Nimlach. So then we have to consider the Dama Belua B'Sir Deifnei HaLev too. And since we don't know, we have to take the maximum. Mashenki the Sharidure has reference to the case or where the lave was nimlach. So Memele, we don't have to worry about Dama Bolua Bisir Deifnei HaLev. We only have to be concerned with the Dam Ben that is contained in the Halal HaLev. This is determinable. This is what he said. Shalom Shirli, that two Mayash Lom Lechalev Adayin, Akol Tzor Sam Nekor HaLev, Avol Sharidure Mayash Nimlach, Veishom Rad Dama Konus, Uboze Ishayach Lo Yadino Kamenof Adayin. Udvorov Nirinika, the Firosh Divratu, the Meir, the Shach is Chelik Adetaz. And the Shach says that this is not the Pshat in the Torah. All right. So he says, but Udvorov Nirinika, the Firosh Divratu. In other words, that when does the Torah require Shishim, Neged the whole way, only the Lev was not Nimlach. But if the Lev was Nimlach, so it said then all the Dam, Habalua, was extracted, and we are only concerned with the Dam Be'en. Hakonus, so that is determined. That is determinable. Udvorov Nirinika, the Firosh Divratu, the Ma'iratu Binimlach, Ishayach Lima Liyadinu Kamenov Bigminei. That you just can measure. You just open up the lave and you measure the exact quantity. The exact quantity of dam contained in the Halal lave. So, because of Oit Mashal, the Mufshatu Avos, Binimlach in Malay. Even though it's mentioned by the Tur and by the Mechaber that the average off has shishim neged the dam alev, so that's only if the off is intact. Mashein came if all the air, the skin of the avos, of the goose who was taken off. So then, we cannot be sure that an avos of which the air was nifshat is so heshishim neged oy. The move to the avos nimlach alev is basal kach lamrin alev sarach neged alev. The air shot shein bei samach, afil neged adam alev. V'nirad oy maizi yesh lahach neged as ramo. V'hatzrich samach neged kol alev. V'chol gavne. Even though he likes the shita of the marshal, that says it all depends whether the lave was nimlach or not, and if the lave was nimlach, then we don't require shishim neged the whole volume of the lave, but just shishim neged the quantity of blood that we found to be contained in the halal lave. That's only theoretical level. But Lemaise says we should be machmir like the Ramo, that in all situations we should require shishim neged the whole volume of the lave. Lemaise yesh lahachmir. Kidas Ramolat Samech Nekol Alev, Bechol Gavne, Vechayim Mashikosov Maril, Etakti Vesef Simeze, Doyo Nimlach, Vnizbashel Afalochi Yitzrach Samech Nekol Alev, Umiyokil Negdei Shu Godul Shebachim. So in other words, so the Taz agrees, on a theoretical level, he agrees with the Mashal, and the Pshat in the Tour is, when does the Tour require Shishim Negdei the whole volume of the Alev only if it wasn't Nimlach, but if it was Nimlach, he doesn't require the Taz. But the Shach disagrees with that pshat in the Torah, but even the Taz who agrees with the shita of the Mashal, Lemaise he doesn't pask like the Mashal. He pasks like the Ramo. Lemaise. All right. Halei vatzmiyosa. Vafilu b'dike samech halei vatzmiyosa. Why? The dam shebeleiv misyavish v'sech. King Kosov agoy sharidori. So why do we say that even if there is shishim? So of course the mechaber shita is that if there is shishim, so even the lev is muta. But the Ramo pasks. The Ramo paskens that the lave is osir, even if there is shishim in the other hatiches in the gdeir. Now, so the Taz says, why is it osir? The dam shebelev misyabim seich. Now the levush in Siman Ein Beis, the Shach mentions the levush. So he says the reason is why he also paskens like the Ramo that halev atzmi osir. But he says it's osir because of tichanasis nevele, because the lave itself is certainly a nisadovuk, because the dam that is contained, that is balua, Bisher bitne alive is certainly is dobuk. So that tissue, that life is dobuk to the dam. So on the basis of the principle of dobuk, of isa dobuk. Now but the Taz doesn't explain it on the basis of isa dobuk. So the Shah doesn't explain the Ramo on the basis of isa dobuk either. Now the question is, Ramo does pasken that Tichnas the Veil applies to Shor Yisurim, and the Ramo does pasken the Aloha of isa dobuk. Why can the Taz and the Shah both explain this aloha by the Ramo that afilu bidike samech alivatz miosar on the basis of isa dobuk? So as the Libush says, so the Shach points out that here it's not shayach to say isha dovuk. So he says the linyan ze mehane shiose delayed la mgnon di mivayel evoya tvei. So in other words, he says why don't we say, he says, why is isha dovuk? Why is isha dovuk considered as ichticha di nivayel, ichticha di isoen? Why? Because I the chticha that is dovuk to the iser, so absorbs the iser first, and then later on, gradually in the course of the process of cooking, so it spreads out. But at first, it is absorbed by the iser dovuk, by the chticha advuk or iser, atir and iser. So that's the reason, that's the rationale of iser dovuk. But here it's not chayach that the leiv absorbs the dam first, before everything else, because the relative smoothness of the tissue, the leiv, is a fact. I mean, it's a mitzias. No one is chelik on it. No one is chelik on it. So even most rishonim who say that according to maskone of the Gemara, the whole aloche likore kidin bishule kiri lacha bishule is based upon kibili kach beutei. So they hold that leiv, the relative smoothness by itself, does not prevent the leiv from absorbing. It still is capable of absorbing because it still has pores, very slight pores, but it still has pores. But this is a fact that the tissue of the leiv is relatively smooth. So mimele, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, so the leiv does not absorb the dama leiv any sooner than the other chtiches in the gdere. Because true, it's closer, it's dovuk to the dam, but the other chtiches that are not so close, but they have bigger pores. So mimele, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, the leiv does not absorb the dam leiv any sooner than the other chtiches absorb the dam. So mimele, there is no reason as to why we should say that the leiv is a chticha d'isoi. This is the reason as to why the shach doesn't explain the Ramo, but on the basis of Isadavuk, of Tichanas Neveila, as the Levush does. Now, apparently the Levush is chilek on the Shach, and he holds, it's machlekes and mitzias, that in spite of the relative smoothness of the leiv, still the leiv absorbs the dama leiv before the other tiches absorb the dama leiv. All right. Now, the question is, all right, so the Shach, we understand. As to why he doesn't explain it on the basis of isa dovuk. Because according to the Shach, the whole reason as to why isa dovuk is oser and itzichticha d'isure, and we require shishim neged isa dovuk, is because of the fact that isa dovuk is beleya. The Yisea before the other chtiches in the Gdeire, Yabalei Yisea. Here is the Chayach. But the Tashit is the reason, as to why we say, by Yisea Dobuk, Chtichen Asin Vele, and we require Shishin Neged Ho Chtichen, that is Dobuk the Yisea, is because we are afraid, lest in the course of the Bishul process, so that Chtichen, that to which the Yisea is Dobuk, so will become buoyed up for a moment, and it will, and within that moment, it will be nisbashel by itself. It will be buoyed up. It will be pushed up above the level of the reitet. And at that moment, so it will give it time. This will give it time in that chtiche. And even though later on it will be pushed down again, so then we say אפשר לסייך די עושה, because since this חתיכה became עושה for a moment, it was נסבשו by itself, so that חתיכה remains עושה. So ממילא, that's the rationale of this הדבוק according to the Taz, so why doesn't he explain the same way? So some say that the reason as to why the Taz mentions Halev Atzmi Osa the Dam Shebelev Misyabesh Biseichei is because since it's Nigeyen Yisrabo, after all, Dam Shenimlach and Dam Shenisbashel, so we pass is only Osam Rabbonon, and since this fact that in other words Shemo Yisich Haticha Nishar Olivado Bereitei for Yisich Haticha was buoyed up by itself. In other words, it's only a possibility, it's not a probability, it's not a certainty, it's not even a probability, it's only a possibility. So Mele vis-a-vis and Yisrael Rabbonon, we don't have to be cheshish. So that's the reason as to why the Taz has to explain it on the basis of Dam Shebelev Misyabesh Besichei. And then we could say that the Tenoch Naame, according to the Taz, it could be explained on the basis of Yisrael Rabbonon. But after all, these are double kistolin machlekes reshenim. Two there are more paskins like those reshenim that we do say by isadovuk tichatz manasis nevele. But why should he explain it on the basis of something that is tolin machlekes reshenim when this haloche that alev atzmi osea can be true even according to the reshenim that we don't say isadovuk? Because here the dam alev atzmi osea the dam shebelev misyabish b'seichei, so it cannot come out completely. Because it dries up, so there is a certain minimum of dam that dries up so much that it can never come out. All right, but in Achaname, according to the Shite of Isadovu, the Taz would say that it can be explained on the basis of Isadovu as well. You see the nafkemine between these two pshotim in the Taz. If we say, like the first time, that the reason is why the Taz doesn't explain it on the basis of Isadovu, but on the basis of Dam Shebelev Misyabesh Besichei, because the Tashit is that the Tam for Isadovuk is because of the possibility maybe that Isadovuk itself was Nisbashel for a moment by itself, either because that Chtiche was buoyed up above the level of the Reitev, or because the other Chtiches were buoyed up and that Chtiche remained by itself within the Reitev. For what? So Mimele, it became Osa already, so that's only a possibility. So we don't have to be cheshish for that possibility, for that contingency, in connection with Dam Shenisbashel, which is only Nisar Rabbonon. So if we say like that, then we have to establish a proposition that the whole halacha of Isadovuk, according to the Taz, only applies in respect to a Nisar Raise, but not to Nisar Rabbonon. But that's a big chiddush. So we can say no, that in Achaname, the Taz agrees with the Livush, that this aloche, that Alev Atzmi Osea could be based upon this Adobuk. But he mentions the other time, that the time of the Agoye Sharidure, because the other time is can be mentioned even, can be conceived even according to the Rishenim, who reject the whole concept of this Adobuk. But here, on account of the fact that Dam Shebelevim Shabbat Besechei, so Mimele, we cannot extract all the Dam, so we cannot say, So merely some dam will always remain. So that's why the Levat Mi is off. All right. V'afilu b'di kesamech ha-Levat Mi oseh, v'yiklif mi'atzo v'faleiv. Why is v'yiklif mi'atzo v'faleiv? So we mentioned it last time. So in other words, because k'dei klipe was nesa before Bishul. We are dealing with the case where the Lev was nisbashel b'deira with adachtichen. So merely we require shishi. But as a result of the Melicha, since he cooked it with other chtiches in the Gdeire, so he certainly was Meleachet together with other chtiches. Now, so before he put them in the pot, it became Osak in the Klipe, as a result of the Melicha together. So Memele, then, but as a result of the Melicha, it only became Osak in the Klipe. As a result of the Bishul, so it was able to answer the whole thing. But it's Muter because of Shishim. So then, even if we have Shishin, but the klipe we have to take off anyway, because that became Moser even before the wave was put. All the chtiches together with the lave were put in the gdeir. All right. Wie man soll weil wie ich mach mir in der Jahr bin wie lässt er schon was ich nicht mache mir wenn man am Rino die Bille kach bildt gab ich da mal lieber kommen sie sehen wie sa wie da dacht ich es das war nicht mach wieder da habe da mal mich mit dem Brite but wie sa wieder lei wie so so it is consider the in the hack cheese if is there lomo am Rino mit khila sasi kire acha mir khose und mutter man fsch if we say that it has a deed It has a din of dam be'en, and we do not take a bele kach pe'utei. So why does he say in Siv Beis, molchei likorei kere acham lechosei? Why? Because ki bele kach pe'utei. But relative to that, in respect to dam be'en, we do not say ki bele kach pe'utei. The answer is, vis-a-vis the lev itself, we do consider it as dam pleite. As dam pleite. But vis-a-vis adachtiches, we do not consider it as dam pleite. Why do we consider it as dam pleite vis-a-vis the lev itself? And that's the reason as to why molchei v'likorei kirei acham lechosei, because lev v'shie. So because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the lev, so memele, it cannot absorb the thick droplets. It can only absorb the very thin droplets. So that's dam pleite. But that's only shayach ligabei the lev itself. But it's not shayach ligabei adach tichas and nimach together. Veila actually vizel lo ma'amrinon ba'asolas ha'siv kirach m'luchosi muter. Tira the documentation is firalei di mahanis vored alev shie lina alev atzvi leved am pleite avu lina boso shiimei mikradam be'en ve'aminegloch pirish bimliche makilin bein aboso shenimlachimei bein alev עצמי, וכשמוציק החכם, שאין חילוק בין בוסו, רק בבישל קיימו אפילו בדיקה סמך, הלב עצמי עושה. So in other words, we, our minig is to be makil, that we apply the principle of kibbele kach peyotei, not only ligabei the lev itself, but even ligabei the adach tiches that I'll nimlach together. Why? Because it does not have a din of dam be'en, it has a din of dam pleite. Even vis-a-vis the adach tiches. Why does it have a din of dam pleite? Because it's nisiyavei v'sich lolei. So what droplets can be absorbed by adach tiches? Only the thinned out droplets. But though the heavy droplets cannot be absorbed by adach tiches. So memele, it's mutar adach tiches are also mutar. קאל בישל קיין לאפוד די קסאמע חלי וואס מי אוסע און מאשי קוס פון מאה חקיי די לאך אין מיי שאל אין מאכן מוטע לוי נסחבן אלע וואס מיי די מי קומט קיי מא אוסע בביש און מיי סו דרמוס די לאך אין אין אנדע גוין סילגימו די לאך אין מיי שאל אין חקל מוטע סו די באחס יום דאט ווען דרמוס איז אין דע גוין אין סילגימו די לאך אין מיי שאל אין חקל מוטע דאט איבן דער לייביס מוטע So the Baches, but he says to himself, he says that the Lev is always Osa. So the Tas says, no, the Ramah, when the Ramah says, Lochin Moiv Sholim Akel Muter, he means the other parts of the Lev, not the Lev, but the Lev itself is Osa. This is what he said. ומאשי קוס ברמה קיים וכן ואיפשור מאכל מוטה הוא ישחם עליו עצמי כל מקום עושה ובישל ומי ריחו מזל היקשה כאן דברמו הדודה ולוי קושה דעקיר כוי אמה שבגדי רב על העיף בוט נאטה דלוי ויצל דלוי ויצל ואין לך נעמה איזוס נאו then he says ויש מחמיר אין ליקליף קצס במוקים שאויו עליו דוק ותיף לוחש לדבריהם וליקליף קצס עליו עליו So then it will be outside Ayesatei. Because first of all, most Rishenim, most Poskim hold that the Dam Alev is considered as Dam Pleite vis-a-vis Adach Tiches. So Memele, according to this Poskim, so it's Kibbele Kach Pleite, you don't even have to peel off the surface of the Adach Tiches. Because it's Dam Pleite, so it's Kibbele Kach Pleite. But even if we assume, like the Poskim, that vis-a-vis Adach Tiches, So it has a din of dam be'en. So memele, we cannot apply the principle of kibbele kach pe'utei. But mi'ikra nidine, how much does miliche asa? Only kide klipe. So we have a chumre that we achei sheish, maybe every chtiche is idor ha'shomim fapeya. But in this case, we're according to Moses Poskin. So we do not even have to be kelev because it has a din of dam pleite and kibbele kach pe'utei. But there is a shite that there's a din of dam be'en, so we don't have to apply one chumre on top of another chumre. So it is enough if we are cheshish for the rishenim that vis-a-vis adach tiches the dam alev as a status of Dambien. But we do not have to be chishish for the shita that every, that we are not keen, that every chitiches boso has a din of the Vashom and Fapeya. So that's why the Ramo says, v'tech lopesh livreim, v'kit tzasso livaleif, so then it will be al tzadayis. V'yoz hakel mudah. V'in chiluk b'in boso shi'im aleif, v'y aleif atzmei. Ein chiluk. V'in im aleif sogo, v'in chiluk b'in im aleif sogo, o'y pasuach l'maylo. So why does it say, in other words, even, in other words, so the Ramo says, that even if the lathe is sogo, was not opened on top, so still if you are caliph, so it is enough. And even if it is open on top, so it still is proper to be caliph. This is what it means. The loik is of a hetash say there. Be sogo le milo, if the lathe is completely sogo le milo, so osarafu liche itzliye, ul pasuach le milo sage, and if it pasuach le milo, so then you don't even have to be caliph. We still might say it mikorua. Vim bishla akim muta. Because of vich matzinu ze shomru vikilach muachose ibisos lemaylo kvonesa vipasuach lemaylo intzel chriyachakin. Elavada ein chiluk. Vichol shalei kore mamish. Ein shemeta vimokim sor chriye. Umiu iminichei. Iminichei al piv di kemokim lo lidam nozif kilemeima di mikri korua. Kol ze kosu btirat chavu vav mechi. Right now the shach. Simna amir bei sif alet lishach. Vios muta rafilu levashti. Ksatz koshi. Die Maiko Maschlan, ho gam am Chaber, kotel achim im Waschlan. Wie nire Dora kama, wie oz habe ich isho bosa umut al Waschlan, achim im Bosa, bichot zlach, ilay shim isa vet. Wie jesh machmiri, le Waschlan akzen leisi, so that's a new gzere, that mensch in the gemor. Piru shafil di kriya um liche, machmiri um Waschlan, gzere shem yavashlu bele kriya, avol zel leisi al di kriya um liche. Um liche ktsas, kisho bosa, li kamen simen ein vod. Wa akim im Waschlan, bichot zlach, 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 bichot מי הוא בדבק אם בשלוח הכי אומליכה פשיטה נשאור אף לה יש מחמיר וכוס בתשבץ והנה איך לב איב אף על פי שהספר מסקיר רב לב והנה אף על פי שזה מסקיר רק לב והנה שכושר משיכה מכל מוקים כמו יקרים מין העניים לב והיב so לב והנה is not good for the memory all right something else וכי רואי סיניזון וכי בלי כך בלתי so ואף על גבדו גבידם בהן לא ימרינו כי בלי כך בלתי. So how would we say Kiryacham Lechosei because Kibbele Achbeute is done there? Uchlul Reish Simen Samachtes Shani Gabelev Dishi. So there are two reasons as to why it's considered like dam plating. So one time is because Lev Dishi. So according to that time, it's only Shayach vis-a-vis the Lev itself, but it's not Shayach vis-a-vis the other Tiches. But then there's another time because the dam is Nisiyabi Vizichwole. So only the thinned out droplets are capable of being absorbed. So according to the other time, he chayach even vis-a-vis other tiches. This is what he says. Shani gabalev tishir, uinizem hana akoponim shiosi gudleya harbe, rak miyat. So, which miyat? Only the thinned out droplets. Ugabridei machshev dam pleite, keim kosa mitiras chatos. Vutzlotam zel isforas ayish machmirin, she kosa bagoes lesa bosa shnim lachimei, ayin shom. So in other words, so the yish machmirin, so they must hold, the yish machmirin who say, that if it was nimach with other tiches, so then the other tichas become osea. So they must agree with the time of shie. So mele, it only has a din of template vis-a-vis the lady itself, but not vis-a-vis other tichas. Umari kosa vishagoy sharedure atam, tichim shikonis techvole, imkin al mudichu tzliye misyabish adam techvole, vichoshiv su template. Because on account of the fact that the bulk of the dam was dried up, so only the thinned out droplets can be absorbed. So that is the status of dam plate. Uf is a pshite, the show bosos nim lachime is also short, you see. So now that's the nafkemine between the two time. If we base it upon shie, so then it has a din of dam plate only vis-a-vis the lev itself. If we base it upon isyabish adam v'sichlole shalei, so then it has a din of plate even vis-a-vis adachtich. Mi o arash bo v'tichat abayi o chidusho v'aran, perikol abos o kos v'shim rambam, do itzli b'labo chashore, di b'tzli amrinan di shie v'in idrui akul. זה רמב"ן שי. ונראה שום שכין דעתרן, וכנאמר במליך אמרינו דשיה, ובספרי כותבתי שישית המחברת דשת, וכן הסכים עכשיו, פרק ובוס. ונראה לי, ונפקי מיני מאחר שנים לחלב, נופו לציע, דשורם איתם דשיה, ולא יבול, אף אגב דוסו בשום פוטוס, נדו, ביסאי בשיטה זה רמב"ם, הוא שזה שיטה תיוכי, אני שיטה רמב"ם רשי, זה אוסו לזה, ביסאי שיטה זה רמב"ם רשי, that we say Shana Leif Dishie and even Bishul Bideira so it doesn't become Osteh, Leif doesn't become Osteh, so besides the Shittes Rambam and Rashi we have three, we have the sheet of the Ramban, that it's not even based upon Kibbutz Kachbeite. It's only based upon Shanalei Dishie. But Shanalei Dishie itself is only Shayach with Kabitzri and not with Kabitzri. Apply the principle of Kibbutz Kachbeite vis-a-vis the leaf itself because of the relative smoothness. And then there is a third idea that it's not based upon the relative smoothness of the leaf altogether. And because Nisyabish Hadam Bithehe, so only the thinned out droplets of dam can be absorbed. So mainly those droplets have the status of dam plate. So we have three sheets. Besides the sheet of the Avul in Bishlebele Kriya Ostra. The Avul in Bishlebelea. Vele Amrinan Vishie. In other words, not like the Rambam Shite that we say here even with Abi Bishul Bideo. Ake Yisamach. Abu in Bishul Mikri Oseh, Ake Yisamach Keneged Alei. Vichire Mashmi Divato Amchaber, Dafil Nimlach Trilo Di Yotso Kvok O Adam Shibisar Alei, Dimahay Tame Keri Lacham Lechose, Umuter, Hafil Hoche Binan Samach Neged Alei, Vilisage Keneged Dam Shoye Bechvole, Deavzei Non Yechil Lami Dolo Fishare. In other words, not like the Mashal, who says that the tool has reference to the case where it was not Nimlach. So then it's indeterminable. So the quantity of dam contained with Erdekne Aleif is indeterminable. But if it was Nimlach, then we require Shishim only negate the quantity of dam contained in the Halal Aleif. And that's all. So it's not Mashma like that. In other words, it's mashma from the lashon of the tour that even if it was nimlach, the tour still requires shishim neged the whole volume of the leif. V'chir mashma midivato amchaber dafu nimlach trilo yosek for adam shibsar aleif v'mahay taime kir lachem lechosei muter afu loche bin esamach neged aleif v'lisage kineged dam shoyi bekvolei dav zeyne yochim la'amid olof shari shari kosvu avol im bishlei v'lichriya di mashma di nimlach mir. Why is it impossible? I mean, it's not impossible. After all, I mean, if it was nimlach, and we only have to consider the volume of dam, the quantity of dam contained halal, why is it? It doesn't mean it's impossible. It's a little difficult. In other words, sometimes when you tear it open, so a little bit of dam spills out. So you don't know exactly how much was contained inside, unless you do it with under controlled circumstances, and you are sure that not one drop of the dam that was contained in halal aleiv got lost as a result of tearing open the heart, you see. So mimele, because of that, we require shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv, even if the leiv was nimlach. So this is what it means, the shach. Dav zein on yechil lamid ol shari, shari kosvu avol im bishlei b'loi kriye, dimashma li nimlach miu, el dimit bashu b'loi kriye, v'oi di loi nimlach, typically that you nikra tzorich samach nege kol aleif, and the loshni is of the mechaber because it was not nikra avol im bishlei b'li kri osa. Now the question is, if it wasn't nimlach, why dafke? Because b'li kriye, even without kriye, so we require shishim because we don't know how much dam was belua b'seir deifne aleif. That's a very strong raya from the loshni of the Torah and the mechaber. This is the lotion of the Mari. Hodli koma samach neged aleiv. Deich yadinon kam domen nofak menei. Pirish v'chuvas maimini mishum vidam aleiv konez mok mechot. V'nuchol ishaya. V'dam shebivsar aleiv yirek. Kidin dirudei raire. Al koroch nimlach tchil. עד כאן לשני, דס דה הגוי ישר ידורי. ואם כן, עתור המחבר, וזיהייתי דמר נמליק דירו, על כל חכנים לך תחילו, כן הוא יניר לחירי. אבל משל, כוס הביס ומהתה שלו, יפסיר פרקו, הבוס עושים מבטס, דמוכור חכים עונו ישב, שעתור מהר הקדם מליחי. וספירו דעת, ומים לך צורך סמת על כל הלב, וכיפוסק עתור, אין שום, ודייק. וגם ביסר והתר כבר תסבוב כוס אבישים הסמק דאפילו נמלך צורך סמך נגד כל הלב ולסגה בי סמך נגד אדם שבשיחי אלא שכוסף שמתם בשמי משום דונו צריכם מליחם משני צדודים ואם כן לא נמלך מתנים בחוץ. So in other words, so he mentioned this, but Heta mentions the name of the smag, and he said that the smag doesn't even say it, it's a toys. But he mentions this, but Heta mentions the name of the smag, that the smag says, that even if Nimlach will require Shishim, not just negate the quantity of dam contained in the halal, but she should make the whole volume of the lace. But why? It was Nimlach. So in other words, so we got rid of the Dama Belua. And our problem is only with the Dama Konus, B'sichal Aleif, that determinable. So the Sabheta mentions in the name of the Smag that the reason is why we require Shishim Negev, the whole volume of the Leiv, even though the Leiv was Nimlach, and our problem is only with the Dama Konus, B'sichal Aleif, not the Dama Belua, because it wasn't Nimlach properly. Because after all, in order to be Nimlach properly, you have to be Meleachet on both sides. Now, it was Nimlach before it was Nikra. So you couldn't be Meleachet on the external surface and on the inner surface. There was no inner surface at that time, because it was Nimlach before it was torn open. So the inner surface was not salted. So Mimele did not extract all the dam. So we don't know how much dam is contained within the walls of the lathe. The Defne Aleif. So because of that, we require Shishim Neged, the whole volume of the Aleif. This is the time that Smag mentions, allegedly. The Smag allegedly mentions. So he says, אלו שקוצף שמתם בשמי שלו נצריכים ללכת בשני זדודים, ואם כן לא נמלח מפנים בחוץ, ונראה כן, דאס מרי ודאס הרב, שהרי גם הם פוסקו לילסינן סמכתס, סידלת, דה בדאבת צורך מלכה בשני זדודים, ואפילו הוכה פוסקו כאן, דקירי רחם לחוסי ומותר, אלא הכור חוקים משעלי ונקרוע, הלו כחדיך אחס אובו, כמו יגבי ריץ. So he says, so first he mentions in the name of the smart that even if it was Nimlach, we require Shishim not just neged the quantity of dam contained in the Halal Aleif, but neged the whole volume of the Aleif. But he explains it on the basis of the fact that the Meliche wasn't proper. The implication being if the Meliche would be proper, so then we wouldn't require Shishim neged the whole Aleif. So that's the Rai of the Shach. Now, we passed also that it has, in order that the Meliche should be proper and sufficient, you have to be Meliche on the Shnei Zlodin, Mishnei Zlodin. So, and still we require, still the Ramo requires Shishim neged the whole volume of the Aleif. So it couldn't be on the basis that the Meliche wasn't proper, because it has to be the Meliche, even in the case where the Meliche is properly required, that it should be Shishim. He says, and so he says, no, not because the Melech didn't extract. The Melech did extract in this case, even though the Meliche was just on the external surface, not on the Tzad HaPnim. And even according to the Rosh, that in order that Meliche should be sufficient, you have to be Meliach Mishnei Azdodim. But here, at the time he was Meliach on Tzad Echod, there was no other Tzad, because it was before he tore open the lathe. So Meliche, there was only one surface. So Meliche, that extracted all the dam. And still, we require Shishim Neged, the whole volume of the lathe. Why? Because even the dam Hakonus B'sichal Aleif is not easy to determine. So because of that, we require Shishim Neged, the whole volume of the lathe. דבדמת צורך לזבור, נפלו אחרי פוסקו כאן כי אמרו חוסים מותר, אלא על כוח או כי משלי ונקרוע, הווה כחתיך אחר סובו, כמי גברי שוב אמס למצוס עם איזה שום דובו, בסמאק. In other words, the smag doesn't say it. מי הוא על כוח הודי והמחבר צורך לפורש, בלוי נמלך תחילו, שבסימן חוב בייס, כוסף, על מה שכוסף, שבסימן חוב בייס, על מה שכוסף עתור, ליצור סמך כנגד כל החוטין, כוסף. So in other words, so then at first he says lechire mashma midivrei haTorah mechaber shafilu nimlach tchilo diyotzo kvar kol adam shebesor aleif afilu ochi bin samach neged aleif. So he says only lechire, but then he comes to the conclusion at the end that the mechaber must have referenced the case where it was not nimlach, not as he said at the very beginning that lechire mashma midivrei haTorah mechaber afilu nimlach tchilo. So he says miyal kocho divrei mechaber tzor lefarish veloy nimlach tchilo. How? Shebisimel chov beis al mashikos vatu v'tzorich samach neged kol achutin kosav izloi sheni v'imtim alom tzorich shishim neged kol achutin b'dam shebehen lizge. The Bis Yosef has that kash. So from Rosh Hashbo zal tam lidovo od liyatinon kam nofek nei avloran kosav dimsharim b'dam shebechutin v'nirin dvorov adkan lisheni. There's a Rosh of the Bis Yosef. So in other words, and the mechaber, even though the tour in Simen Chol Beis, so he says, so he paskens that we require only Shishim neged the dam shebisich hachutin, but the mechaber says So even though the Torah says that we require shishim neged all the chutim, not just neged the quantity of dam contained in the chutim, but the mechaber himself paskens just neged the dam of the chutim. Now he says, Beif, simcha beif. Beif zorich lishchit avridi, oli nakvon, bishor shomifarchi, shadayin adan ham, kini sheizl iskar bisichai, vim lo yosokei, lo yitzlenu sholei. Then he says, vim bishli sholei, michatei tum nakra achutim vashor, im yeish bichol ma shebigdeiro, kedi levatil hadam shebichol achutim bisamach mutia. So he emphasizes, im yeish bichol ma shebigdeiro, kedi levatil hadam shebichol achutim, not kedi levatil, that there is shishi neged all the chutim, but only as long as there is shishi neged the dam contained in the chutim. In other words, not as the Torah says. The lashon of the Torah in Simchon Beis is that if he was mivashlet, so then without cutting the vridin, so then we require shishim neged all the chutim. But the mechaber paskens that if he was mivatlet, if he was mivashlet without cutting the vridin or the chutin, so he only requires shishim neged the dam contained in the chutin, not shishim neged the whole volume of the chutin, like the Ram says. So we see that the Beis Yosef Shita is that where there is no dam habalua, and we are only the dam ben that is konus in a certain area, then we require shishim only neged the dam contained in that area, not neged shishim neged the whole volume of the area. So in other words, so at first he disagreed with what the Taz says and the Mashal says in the Mechaber, but now there in his conclusion he says that the Mechaber must have, when the Mechaber says Achi Samech neged aleiv, and it's not enough shishim neged the dam hakonus b'sich aleiv. So the mechaber has reference to the case where it wasn't nimlach, because the mechaber lishito say that he paskens in siman chof beis that where he was mivashel without cutting the vridin, so he only requires shishim neged the dam hakonus b'sich avridin b'sich achutin, not neged the whole volume of the chutin. So here too, if it was nimlach, he should require only shishim neged the dam contained in the leiv, not neged the whole volume of the leiv. So when the chaba says she samach neged the leiv, he must have reference to the case where it wasn't nimlach. So then it's indeterminable. I mean, the exact quantity that is belua b'sich aleiv is indeterminate. This is what he said. אבל הרם כוסף בשם דם שכון ידבור על כל שני וכין פוסק בשכון אור שום אם כמש מלהדי לסביר לדם שהוא קונס מוקמי אחות נוכל לשאר so מי הוא כוסף תשום בשם דרכי מישה שגם הרם סייבר לא ידינון לשאר אין שום מצורך להינדין so even though at first he disagreed with the Taz and the Mashal, but at the end he says that the Pshat the Mechaber is like the Mashal, is like the Mashal. But he says לדינה it's Isofik, because we can argue the other way too, that even if it was nimlach, so it's difficult to determine the exact quantity of dam that is contained in the halal aleiv. Right. Vafilu v'dike samach aleiv atzmi oser, tzorich yung tzat, kivin dam chava kosef oser, ad shei disamach, dimash vadim yivisamach, gam aleiv muter, uchivuya gam kibis yosef, im kin havel arav lichte, v'yei shemrin afilu v'dike samach, natzav, aleiv atzmi oser. הטעם כוסו בתרס חטוס בשם מעריד הכל ישר ידורי משום דריפום עם האדום שבלב מזבשל ונסיעה בשקולי בכלל הלב ונהייצי לחוץ ועוד לא עושה להם מטעם שעל לבעת מנסס נבי להם האדם שבשיח יש יותר בגבי. This is how the Levush explains it. כבר כוסף מעריד שום ולעין זה מענה שיוסי דלב ואמרים למה ילב ליתווי משום פוסו וכי יקים מדבר השח וכי נבוא את עשם השאל שום וכי כוסו דרכי מי שבדי אין שם דלוי כאתר עזוב דז לבוש שעושה להם מטעם ונסס נבי להם. Here we cannot apply the principle of Isa Dovuk of Tichanas Nevele, because that is based upon the premise that which is Dovuk is Belea first, and it becomes Oser, and later on it's spread. Mashenkin here, Niga Beleiv, we cannot say that the Leiv is Belea first, because since it is Yabesh, so the Leiv itself does not absorb it any sooner than the other things in the Gdir. Alright. V'yikleif miyatzov. So, ויקליף מעט סוביב עלי. פירושים מזבשל עלי ומועי, בעניין שיש בכתיך עצמא סמך, אבל הוא הולכת צורך קליפה, כיוון דקבונים לאחים מי, ונעשה כדי קליפה, so before he was מבשלת, so he became עושה כדי קליפה, לכן הוא אוהב את הרס חדוס. Then he says, ויש מחמירים בי אפילו במליך על עשר שעופוס השנים לאחים מי, ואימרים לאמרים לו כבי לקח פיוטי, only vis a 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 vis. So that's why we say, Molche v'likorei kere acham l'chose. The alad v'kach mahanah shirosei del b'leia rak me'at u'gav v'idei mechshav tam pleite hamad sh'b'leia avu gav shor boso mechshav dam amish umbuya bagoi sharadure shom der yischim boso shenim lach ime yischim ame boso shenitzlo ime maitai me david am ben ayin shom umashal b'yisaveta shalai b'sirvet berkal ha'boso lu'yin shapir agav chure חופק, והביא לגוי שרדור יסרד במליחה דווקא, ולא במצליח, לא במצליח, לפי זה הרב שחושש לביבה כשרדור אל החמר בכליפה, במליחה אינו חנמה, דמצלי מחמר כדי נטילה, כי אם נבלה בוחה כאן הוא מחצלי בנטילה, רק שאונו מחמירים מסמך, הוא כמה סמקופי, וכן גם הברידי, סוס מרב כאילו מרחב, ודמצול לשאול ירד הזבוב כנטילה, וכן כוס ורז'בו, וכן יחד גם הברידי, צולם תילו הדין דולאי. So what is he saying? He's saying that he says, now, he says, Not Ramos says we ish machmirim liklif ktsaz and mokim shoy alif dobuk. So that's in case of milicha and in case of tzliye. So we should be machmir to be neitil kedin itile, kedin itile. In order to conform to the shita of the ish machmirim that the dam halev is considered dam ben vis a vis adachatiches. So on Memele, we have to be Kaleif in the case of Meliche, and we have to be Neitil Kedinitile in the case of Tzriye. Case of Tzriye. Oh, we take Vlochus with the Rey. Vaminer Vlochus, Kitas Mashal Bisrach, and we see Frisham Kitas Ayesh Machmirit. Voyika Kitas Arab. וכן כוסו לבח, דוחן הגנל מי, ופשיט לך תחיל להם ליח ולצליס, לב עם בוסו, כיוון דל קופונים צורך לי. ותיך לוחו של עבריהם, ועוז יצא לכולם, שערי והפוסקים הסכימו של להצלם מלחר הקליפ, רק שאונו בוואי, בקוז מליח הרי כריסי אחז די אפקט, אונלי בין מבריא כדי קליפ. But we are מחמי הוא יחיד שיש מי בי אברי חתיך איזה דולשון מפפר. רק שאונו מחמי הוא מסמכת כל אישי אינטרס חד השון, ופזה משמע להד ידע אפילו אין דובר כלל, אלו שנים לכם בוסה שני דובר בית צורך קליפה, וכן מוכחי מתרס חד השון, וכן בדין דו משאו לאיזה כולי, ונאי אלו נגין לנו אחרי מכל מוקים יש להח מלעצר קליפ, והבח כוס על ונמצא לב מונח תיך לאי במליך לפצליה, אין צורך אפילו קליפ, כמו אליגע בקובי, ולעשה, דשענו אחרי כיוון דקסס פוסקים חשבינו נדם עלי בן, או להח מלעצר קליפ, ולדום עלי קובי, ושכוס הגוי שרדור עצר לך לנשם מקובי, וכולי דמו ואפילו אחרי שורך מונה, ומה שקוסב הרב מוקים שעליו דובות בילב דווקא כמה, גם מה שקוסב הפח הוא בצלי אבל הוא עשה, ואפילו בחובי ידני הגים הצריך קליפה בצלי, אפילו אין דובות, וכמי שקוסב בסימן העין גימו, וכמי קוסב הפח עצמי. So in other words, so how does the שח פסק? That if it's aldi milichai, so then we have to be kelei. And if it was nitzle together, so then we have to be neitel כדי ניטל. ואין חילוק בין בוס השם עליי. עד סומך ליקוי, ורוצה להם עד במליך אין חילוק דחייך את אמרינם בלב עצמי, כבלי כחפיל תאו חנמי בוס השימי, וכבו שנסבוי אביקל וקל להובין, ולא יקע פח שהבין, דימה שכוסף הרב ליהו אפילו די כסמך עליו עצמי עושה, כה אינם המליכה, וכאן מהיר לפי השעס אין שם. אורי. ואין אין חילוק בין מלאיב סוגו, כלים על אפילו סוגו למיילו מהן לקחייה, המליכה וצליה, ואפילו אין סוגו למיילו, צורך להרזה, ולקרה. צורך מלאב. ועל הקרע הייתי, דימה שפסוח למיילו למקרה קרוע, וכן נסבר של כך, עושה, וכן ניקה, כאשר הכי אחריו את רסחת השם רייס בורס, וכן משמע מדיר לכל הפוסקים שלו החילקו בכך, ולא יקי הבח. Now it's the same thing that the Taz says, in Sifchez. Now, so what is Ramo Paskin? The Ramo Paskin is Vaminek Lehokil וכן ניקה, וגם זה מקרה דם פליט. So he really is disposed of the shite that דם שבלב has a din of דם פליטה, even vis-a-vis דדך תיכס. Why? Because it's nisyabesh v'sechlole, so only the thinned out droplets can be absorbed, and those thinned out droplets have a din of dam plate. V'chein likya v'gam zeh mikra dam plate, v'shayach l'neima bey, ki bey l'kach peyote, mire d'have adam shebechitin, k'mo shenizboi aliyul simen chol beis, k'mo shenizboi aliyul simen chol beis, so we say, so over there we say, ki bey l'kach peyote, קיבלי קחפיותי, קיבלי קחפיותי, ויש מחמיר לקלי קצת ומוקים שיעליב דובר, ותפלוח של עבריים לקצת שזה עלי, אורן. נא, סיב גימו, אם אי אפשר יהיה בשישים כנגד ליבי ומותר אפילו דובר בית, וכל איף יש בסמך אפילו אין ביורש ורגליים התחתינו. כדי השני יגן לסירון, דיין את הרכוב התחתינו. ולוח אם אי אפשר להם, הכל מותר. ואם אין שולים ולקה סמך, נגד הליב אדון ובאיב, יש אמרים דחתי חנס נבי אלו ובינן סמה בגדירה נגד כל איב. So in other words, so that's the shita that we apply the principle of Tichanasis Nevele, Gabi Shori Suri, and there is an Indian of Isa Dovuk, so the Gabi Isa Dovuk, we apply the aloche of Tichanasis Nevele. So that's the reason as to why the Yeshemrim say, Dach Tichanasis Nevele, Ubin and Sama Bigdeire, Neged, Kolei, in other words, Idei, Fisholi. And there is no Samech. There is no samech neged alei. There is no samech neged alei. And so the whole eif, if the eif is sholem, so that means that the whole eif has a din of his adam. So memele, we apply the principle of tichanasis nevele ligabe the whole eif. Now, even though the shach said in the Hagoye and Siv Beis that not like the levush, that afilu b'dike samech alei v'atzmi oser. So the Levush said that the reason as to why the Levi Atzmi is Oseh is because of Ticha Atzmi Nasis Nevele. So the Shach rejected the Levush explanation. Why did he reject? He said, what's the reason as to why we say Ticha Atzmi by Isa Dovuk, Ticha Atzmi Nevele? Because the Ticha Dovuk, the Isa Dovuk is Beleah first, before it spreads out to the other Tichas. Mashenkin here, so we cannot say that it absorbs first. Because Shana Leiv the Shia, so on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the Leiv, so the Leiv does not absorb the Dama Leiv any sooner than the other Tichas Negdeire. So that's the reason as to why the Shach rejected the explanation of the Levush as to why we say that Afilu B'dike Samech Aleiv Atzmi Osa. And he explains it, and the Shach explains it, the Shach and the Taz explain it on the basis why is the Leiv Atzmi Osa, the Dam Shebel. But not on the basis of Isa Dovuk, of Tichanas Nevele. Now the question is, but here the Ramo himself says, Yeshem Rim Dach Tichan Nasas Nevele, Ubin and Sama Bigdeira Neged Kolaev. So there is no Stire. Because over there, the Hagoye in Siv Beis has reference to a case where the whole Eif is not Dovuk. And the only thing that is Dovuk is the Leiv itself, and the rest of the Eif is not Dovuk. To the Leiv. So Mimele, vis-a-vis the Leiv itself, so on account of the relative smoothness of the Leiv, we cannot apply the principle of Ticha Atmas Nevele. Because why do we say by Isa Dovuk Ticha Atmas Nevele? Because the Ticha Hadvuko to the Isa absorbs the Isa first, and then the other Tichas. Mashenkin here, the Ticha Hadvuko, in the Hagoyans, in Siv Beis, so we are not dealing with a case where the whole Leiv is Dovuk. Just the Leiv is Dovuk. Just the Leiv is Dovuk. And the Leiv, the tissue of the Leiv, does not absorb the Dam any sooner than the other Chtichas Negdeire. So Memele, we have to base it upon the fact that it's Yavish B'Seichei and you cannot extract it. Not on the basis of Tichas V'Asnevele. Masheiken the Hagoye of the Ramor and Siv Gimu. So he has reference to the case where the whole Leiv is Dovuk. Now the tissue of the Leiv is not Shie. It's not relatively smooth. So Memele, so the Agoye of the Ramo in Siv Gimel has reference to a case where the whole Eif is Dovuk, and then the Adach Tiches Boso in the Gdeire, that are not Dovuk. So Memele, the tissue of the whole Eif is not Shie. So Memele, that certainly absorbs the Dama Leiv before the Adach Tiches in the Gdeire, that are not Dovuk to the Leiv, absorb. So Memele, we apply the principle of Tichas Nevele. But the Agoye in Siv Beis, the Agoye in Siv Beis has reference to the case where the Eif in its entirety is not Dovuk, and the only thing that is Dovuk is the Leiv. The Leiv has a smooth tissue, so Memele doesn't absorb the Dam any sooner. The Agoye in Siv Gimel has reference to the case where the whole Leiv is Dovuk. The tissue of the Eif is not smooth, so Memele does absorb before the other Tichas Negdeir absorb. That's the reason as to why the Ramo, in respect to the case where the whole Eif is Dovuk, he does apply the principle of Isa Dovuk. Mashe'in Kein in the case of the Hagoye and Siv Beis, where only the Leiv is Dovuk, and the Leiv has a smooth tissue, so there we cannot apply the concept of Isa Dovuk. All right. So ye shemrin dachte ich, hat nas ne velo bin sam dikter ne gekolei. Ba fi ik sam dikter ne fosse, hoy ve bin sam ne gekolei va dobu pe. Vi min alif dobu pe, vi starf kolak dikter ne vat alif bin sam. Weil ich kam uns in der Gedeide in der Tichnas in Weiler, wenn ich habe Heime, sie ist Samech neged Liebe. Hore ihr nicht zurück, ich tuch, aber nur agul ikoro, du lifteach, hak nu konis ak delim shalo u minag yofu. Now the other taz in the shachs, we don't have to go over it. Now, I want to go over Simen Ayin Gimel. But, for Simen Ayin Gimel, you have to if you have a Gemara Chum, so turn to Gemara Chum, you should always have a Gemara Chum with you. That Kufyud on the base. Kufyud on the base. The eighth line from the top of the Omid. Kufyud on the base. Omer Abayel Rav Safche. Kisalkes Losom, when you go after Eretz Yisrael, boy minaye, so you should inquire this Shaila. Kvei de Malasum Bey. What do you say in connection with the liver? In other words, how can the liver be? Can you eat it dafke by boiling it, or can you eat it by boiling it? What's the status of the liver? Ashki solik, so Rav Safre went after Eretz Yisrael. Ashki chel Rav Zriki, omale. So Rav Zriki told Rav Safre, he was made ano shalke lel Ravam biyoch. So he was made that he himself boiled the liver for Ravam. Just so that means that you are allowed to eat a liver even al the bish, even al the bish of the day, or not only al the tzli. So, kiyotze li gabei, omalei, li meis anaf, shaloi kom ebay. Then when he came back to Bovel, so Abaye said, li meis anaf, shaloi kom ebay. I had no shyness whether the liver itself is muter al the bish. That I know that it's muter al the bish. My Abaye was only li meis achavak. In other words, if, let's say, my shaila was not as to whether if a liver was boiled in a gdeo, in a pot by itself, whether it's muta or not, that I knew that it is muta. But my shaila was, if the liver was boiled in a gdeo together with other tichas bosa, are the other tichas bosa muta or the other tichas bosa become osa? Because dam was niflat. A profusion, abundance of dam was niflat from the liver, and it was absorbed by the other tichas. That was my shaila. So the Gemara asks, Maishne li meisa nafshe loy kome boiloch. Dit nan in niseres. Li meisa chavato nam loy te boiloch. Dit nan akoved u iseres vein in niseres. Mipnei shehi piletes vein idlas. That's a mishne in Trumis Perikyut. In Trumis Perikyut. So the mishne says, hakoved u iseres vein in niseres. It asas adachtiches, but it does not become osar itself. Why? Mipnei shehi piletes, because kovei is so engaged in the process of being paleed, a profusion of dam, that it cannot be beleya. So memele itasas adachtiches, because they absorb the dam that this liver is paleed. But this itself does not become osa. This is a calculus. So memele so manefshach, if you know, you say, lemeisa nafshe loimiboyel. Why? So you know the Mishnah in Trumes. That I covered the seres, when the seres. So yeah, you should know the whole Mishnah. So you should know that Adach Tiches do become us. Well, Omalei, Dilme Hosom Bichvede Di Yisure, U Misham Nanuse. Misham Nanuse. But my Shaila is Mishum Dome. Ma. Alright. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Kvede Ma Atene Yagim Dei. Muta Levashal Bidei Royosa. Mifni Shepele Dam. Ve'af Al Pishe Kulei Dam. אפילו אוכל אחר שפירש ויוצא הרי הוא דם ויוצא כי סוליק because there is a gemore in home that ילטה איש את רב נחמן asked her husband רב נחמן he says everything that the Torah asserted so there is a counterpart of it so let's say the Torah asserted dam so the Torah was matir liver and liver is completely saturated with dam. So that's the counterpart of heter, of something that is awesome. So in other words, we see from this Gemara that actually COVID should be awesome. COVID should be awesome. And because of that, Ramatam Shita is, the Dhamma COVID is always Mutamid Raisi. even if you mamish squeeze out the blood from liver into a glass, and then you drink that blood, so it's muta midraisa, because every kovid is cooling down. Kovid is cooling down, and the Torah is matter. So the Ramtam Shita is that it's only osam rabba. Right. So anyway, he has the shaila. So kvei de matim liyakim, put al vashel bidei lo yosa, lifnei shepele dam, ve'af al pi shekule dam, afi lo ochel acha shepirish viyotso, haru dam yosa, kisori kapsaf rashke rapsari ki uboi mei, omel rapsari ki anor shalko ravame vochel, vishalk le akobit vochel, ki osa rapsaf li gabi da baye, sipa lo ima shishoma, omel abaye le meisa nafshe shei tam, ani kwa nemeru chese li seicho bi seres, lo imi boi le, di pshita li dechim di tchudo yin lifleit, ule heitzi kol shoho, lo imi bolo, ki komi boi le le meisa chavato, im dam ayeitzin menu eisi abosa racha amit bashali mei, דיפנן, הכובד יסרס ונינסרס, קלימה מדיפושת לא בדידו דישאי, אל משלי אוכל מסליס, so you are aware of that משני תחומץ. אם כן, ומי סנה מחוותו לא יתיבוי לוח, דוח משני גופת ננבו, דיסרס וסירס רוי מי. אומרי, דיל מהי בכלי דה יסורת, כגן דיטריף, ומשום שם ננוס. In other words, if I said, I know that משני, but it's possible that this משני that says, הכובד יסרס ואין הניסרס, has reference to a כובד a kovid of treif, of a behemoth that is treif. So the mele, when it says iseres, iseres, it doesn't mean iseres misadam. If it's a kovid of a behemoth treif, so the mele, it's affected with the iser of treif. So if this kovid of a behemoth treif is cooked with other tiches boso, so the mele, shamnunes from the kovid, never mind the dam, apart from the dam. So shamnunes from the kovet is nifrat, and that's absorbed by the other chatiches, so it becomes osir. So that's what yuma rubich v'nei yisurek in nitreifo, umishum shamnunes, koma v'yiseres asa mispashu imo. Livish v'leya menatreifo v'in neseres. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, v'inu neseres, im shel heteri, u'bish lo imatreifo, einu neseres. So the pshat in the Mishnah could be, ha-kovet v'yiseres, if the kovet is the kovet of the beim atreifo. And it was cooked with other tiches of heter. So then it tassels other tiches, because other tiches have absorbed the shamnunes of this covet of treif. Veil and iseres. And if the covet is the covet of a behem of sheiro, so then, and it was cooked together with other tiches of iser of treif. So then the covet of a behem of hamuteres, of a behem of sheiro, does not become osir. Why? Because on account of the fact that the covet is so engaged in the process of being paleid, and the profusion of dam, it is incapable of absorbing the shamnunes of adachtiches, of adachtiches. Vein neseres im shalaterim upishla treif and neseres lishetrudo lifrit kolshov in ibla askum avol domo, mishim domo mai, avol domo di nofik mnei dikshero mi boyle, yosar achini eloi, dik al meima, domo de teru, sharik ho dam, vichol zman shalai pires pshita lei dimuta, vichi pires mi boyle mai. So, Mishim Domemai, that's the first line, Daf Kuf Yudal. Ki hoda, soli ka ashkech le rapsrike. Omo le hain amu iti boyeloch. Da ano vi yana I breid rava me yikle li be yude breid rapshim en pazi. U krevi le kanye bi kupi wa chal. Matkif le rava she vitem rapshimu il mizru kanye. Vidium le pikone le chut le deira ave. But, in ame michla da vecholik le mikore. In other words, maybe they dump the kovet in boiling water. So that harnesses the dam. That when you cook it afterwards, so it doesn't, so it's not paleit any dam, but otherwise it's osir. Ki ho de ravune chautali bechal, de rav nachmen chautali bereitri. So in other words, so we passed in that abaye. So there was an abaye by abaye as to whether a kovet can be eaten from the bishul, and abaye said that this by itself certainly can be eaten, but the shaila is when it's cooked with other tiches, do the other tiches become osir or they do not become osir? So then, and the maskona of the Gemara is that when it's cooked with other tiches, so the other tiches become osir. But when it's cooked by itself, it's muter. So Meir Rishonim say, just as the other tiches, just as the maskona of the Gemara is that the other tiches become osir, why? Because dam is niflat from the kovet and it's absorbed by the other tiches. So even when the kovet is cooked, is boiled in a pot by itself, so through the kovet itself is not osir, according to maskona of this Gemara, it appears. So, but the gdeira becomes osir. Because you see, the kovet itself is not osir, because the kovet is so engaged in the process of plates dam that it cannot absorb. But the pot itself becomes osir, and we have to kasha the pot. So So this is the Abai of the Immon. Now, then, so there are three Shittas of Rishayim in that Immon. The Shitta of Ramnetan. Now the Shitta of Ramnetan, now this says it. Kveide Mao Atembeis. Now look into the Tesis, that's a few Domes Beis. Kveide Mao Atembeis. Eime Ramnetan, di kule ha-shmaitze ha-ire, bi kove sholei nimlach. Die Boss am Liche, und sie bin Melach, schitte die Schale Waschlo, bei der Boss schau dem Liche. Sie bei der Boss schau dem Liche, geht die Kladam, sie kach nie gegen mein Leben, wir Waschlo hat Liche, wo hat die Schale am Liche, die sie am Liche, pilis behag, da habe ich sie jetzt Liche, wir sind am Liche, habe ich sie ja jetzt Liche, und pilis da dem Liche, wir spielt auch jetzt Liche, aber loi mi Liche, wie boy lei, in Schale Waschlo im Boss, die schemo da ma kobe da auf die pilis mutter, aber bis dann schon in Form sie pilis hat, die da mir noch für die Kamel die Krise. חד מדע רפות, חד מדע מיונם מגורם, כך אמרים לי כמה נדבר לכם בוסו בכל נוקר. דם הקובי, שם או שורי, דהו, קור, הקובי דמו ושאר הלחמוני כתאמר לעיר, שור לא נקוויתם. ונראית מדרעי זה פשיטו לנו דם הקובי דמותה, אף עוד פי שפירש, משם קורי דמו, כי דברשתי, ולכו שפירים דם שחיתה, דם הקובי, תולי דם התחיל, דם הלב, דם הקלויס, דם היבורים הרי לא יצא, אלו מדרבונו מבוא אליי, ואפילו לא עושה מדרבונון, דם הייצא מנעון במיכל, ושבהם, זה יראות אישור דם, כי איך נגזרין לנו בדם ההוכי שתיים, דם נשא בין השניים מיצי של הקיקה גברי, מקום מקום מבוא אליי, בבישו איך שנקרא דם כלל, וכך היא מותה, ולא נגזר בישו קובי בפופישו בוסר רחם מוליכם. אופייד יש להם הבניין אחר, ולא אם מוליכה פשיטה לי עושה, ועל דם מוליכה עוד מבוא אליי, כאילו שיש בקובי דרי דם, שמו נייצי כולי על דם מוליכה, ושמו יצי. סורטייסס מנשי זה ידושי, תת פישאי כשיט את רמלה. סורט רמלתם שיטייס, ודה ביי אוף הביי ווז, in respect to a COVID that was not Nimlach. If the COVID was Nimlach din, so then it has the same din like any other Chtichas Basol. So you can boil it together with other Chtichas. Why? Even though, I mean, Rav Netam was cognizant of the fact that while Miliche could extract all the dam in any other Chtichas Basol, but no Miliche in the world could extract all the dam of COVID. COVID is called dam. So how could we say that if you solve it, Mishneh Tzodov, so it extracts all the dam. So Ramtam says, because of Yalte de Rav Nachman, she said that Kol Ma De'osal Rachmoneh Shayel, Rachmoneh Osal Adam V'Shayel Ocho Kovet. So that means that Kovet is called Adam. So the question arises, every time when a person eats a Kovet, he should be able to eat all Adam. So how is he allowed to eat? The answer is, it's a special Zerosakosuf. Because the Torah was Matzah Kovet. How do we know that the Torah was Matzah Kovet? Because the Torah mentions it in Vayikra, the Kovet, that this is Nikra. So Memele, that means that it's Muta, because something that is also Ba'achile, so cannot be Nikra for Gabi HaMizbeach, Mimashdi Yisroel, Minamutol Yisroel. So that means there is a special Zeus HaKosuv that Kovet is Muta Ba'achile. Kovet is Muta Ba'achile. But Kovet is Koveda, as Yalte Yishet Rav Nachman said, so there is a special dispensation by the Torah, in regard to the COVID. In regard to the COVID. So we may let me the rice, it's muta to squeeze out the dam from the liver into a glass and drink it. But the Chachomim assert it. The Chachomim assert dam beer. So we may let the Abaye of the Gemore, if, let's say, if he was milay on the COVID, so then there is no shayla, according to the Torah. So, then, if one was Milei al Kovet, then this Kovet has the same status like any other Chtiche. Even though any other Chtiche that was Nimlach. So he is completely divested of Dam, and Kovet is not completely divested of Dam, but Kovet has that Kule that the Torah didn't ask of the Dam of Kovet. Only the Midrabonon, the Dam of Kovet is also. So when the Chachomim Asa, Dam of Kovet, if it was not Nimlach, but if it was Nimlach, and the Miliche extracted a certain the most it could extract from the Miliche. So then the Chachomim didn't assert the Dam of Kovei. So then you can cook it together with other Chtiches. But Abaye of Abaye had referenced the case where he cooked a Kovei that was not Nimlach. He cooked it together with other Chtiches. So the Kovei itself is certainly Mutter, but the Shaila was, maybe the other Chtiches are also Mutter, because Dam Kovet is Mutter even in glass. But the Chachomim asked it. So maybe the Chachomim only asked it of Dam Be'er. In other words, if you squeeze Dam from a Kovet into a glass, you're not allowed to drink the Dam. Vashenke, if you cook a Kovet that was not Nimlach with other Chtiches, and that was Bileya, the Dam HaKovet, so that Dam HaKovet, the Chachomim didn't answer. Or the Chachomim asked it, isn't that Dam HaKovet. And the Maskoni is the Chumre, that if a kovei that was not nimlach was cooked together with other chtiches, so the other chtiches become osa, and the gdeir also becomes osa, but the kovei itself is mutar. This is the pshat of Rabbi Tam. Then Tesves explains the Gemara that Abaye of Abaye has referenced the case where the kovei was nimlach. If the kovei was not nimlach, so then it is certainly osa. Not only the other chtiches, but even the kovei itself is osa. Even the kovei itself is osa. So Tesves doesn't say why is chelik on Rabbi Tam. So the Arishenim who are chelik on Rabbi Tam's premise, the Dama Kovet is mutam midraise. So the chelik on it, the Rashbo and the Ram, they say the Dama Kovet, if you will squeeze out the blood from liver into a glass and you'll drink it, so then you'll be either love the rice. You'll be either love the rice, Dama Kovet. I mean, you will not be chayiv kores because it's not Dama Nefesh, but you'll be either love the rice, Dama Kovet. So, but Yalte Ishes Rav Nachman said, Kol ma beosa rachmone ishar yolo kavosei, rachmone asra ledam, pishar yolo kovei. So that means, if not for the special gzeres hakosuf, that kovei is muter, so then I would say that even al de miliche, so kovei should be osa. So, because the Torah was materet al de miliche, but without miliche, if you just squeeze out the dam from the kovei, so the Rashbo and the Ram say that it's also mederai. It's also mederai. In other words, it's chelik and Rav Netam shite that kovei did not. So the reason could be, so in other words, Tesves is chelik. Now the Tesves here is chelik and Rav Netam shite. Whereas Rav Netam applies the Abaye of Abaye to a case of a kovei that was not nimlach. So even that kovei be'atzme is muter. So Tesves says, if the kovei was not nimlach, so that kovei is certainly osa. Why is it osa? Tesves doesn't say. Either because Tesves could agree with the shita of the Rashbo and the Ram that dama kovei is osa midraise, or Tesves could agree with the basic premise of Rabbi Netam that dama kovei is only osa midrabanon. But for the same reason, whereas Rabbi Netam holds that the Chachomim only answered the dam that was squeezed out from the kovei, but not the dam. Not the kovei itself that was not nimlach that was pirish mimokim mimokim. So the Tesves holds in other words, since the Chachomim did asar dam kovei, so called the tikkun rabbonon came the raise tikkun. So just as dam of any other part of the behemoth, so if it's pirish mimokim mimokim, so it's also there. So here dam kovei that is pirish mimokim mimokim, so it's also there. So mele, if he wasn't mileya the kovei and he just cooked the kovei in a pot by itself, so then Tesves says the kovei itself is certainly osa. It could be osa midraisi, it could be osa midrabonon, depending what shita Tesves says, whether Tesves agrees with the basic premise of Rabbi Tam or not. So, but anyway, Tesves shita is that in the case where the kovei was not nimlach, then even if the kovei was cooked in a pot by itself, so the kovei itself is osa. Maybe midraise, maybe midrabonon, that will depend upon the machloket of Shita. Whether the Makovid is also midraise, or the Torah was matter of Makovid. But the Abaye of Abaye has reference to the case according to Tesves, where the Kovid was nimlach, proper. So mainly the Kovid itself is mut. The Kovid itself is mut. But the Shaili is, does it answer the other chatiches? In other words, any other chatiches, if it was nimlach, it's cooked, with